Hello and welcome everyone to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Well, today's topic is how to live in the now, removing the ghosts of the past and projections of the future so that we are fully present, awake, and alert in this present moment. And what will happen? Once you are fully present in this present moment, you will go into a presence to the real presence of a timeless moment, beyond time, beyond space. That is the moment of true power. You need to have a little bit of courage to step into this kind of place, where it's not a place. It is not a place, but how can we define it? Let's say it's a place. So calling numbers, if you want to call, toll free, 888-815-9756. And again, toll free, 888-815-9756. You can have a session with me on air. And remember, go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, joycelestial.com, and sign up for my newsletter, which is actually lessons, mystical lessons that I'm preparing and that I'm going to send to you in bits and pieces on directly to your email account. These lessons have principles that can literally turn your life around. Just go there, and when they will be ready, you will start receiving them. And remember also that you can sign up for your free account and have instant access to audio articles, techniques, and radio archives on my website. Just go there, it's free, join, and I hope that the things, everything, all the information that I put there will be of great help for you. Now, what is the use of living in the now? What is the use of leaving the past behind, let's say, and leaving the future away for a moment and staying in the now? What is the use of it? People say, okay, I want you step into this timeless place, you step into this place that is an amazing place. What is the use of it, right? Why should I do it? First of all, you should do it because in that moment you have real power to change your life. You have the real power to understand what it is that you have in your hands to mold your life the way you wanted it. And you have the awareness to understand also what is the Dharma, what is the life purpose that you are trying to merge into, what is the purpose of your life. In other words, if you don't live to satisfy the patterns of the past, and project them into a future, what will happen is that you will become aware of what it is that you're here for. And we're going to share this concept more and more. This is a trap. It is very subtle, and you have to be careful. Be aware of this trap. So let's start talking right away, because it's a huge topic, and I would like to share with you some ideas and a technique at the end, nearly at the end of this show, so that you can put all these principles into practice, okay? So, first of all, let's talk about the past, and then we'll talk about the future, and we'll talk about how we can live in the present by taking all the ghosts of the past and the projections of the future away, in which way you are actually doing it. Of course, the first key is awareness, but we'll talk about this later. So let's talk about the ghosts of the past first. First of all, I've seen that many people, me included, and everyone probably on this planet, progress. We have, at some point, no matter what, no matter if the progress is slow, no matter if the progress is fast, there is a progress happening. At some point, we change. People do not change, you resist change. Either they are great masters or they are lazy people. But simply, that means only that their progress is very slow. Gradually, they will progress to a certain point. I mean, it's natural to grow. I mean, nobody stays a child forever. Nobody stays at the same age forever. You grow. You cannot help it. Things will change. The time will take you to a place where you're actually different. Because it is always the same. Obviously, the essence within yourself is within you. It's always that one. The pure essence never changes. But the environment around you, the people around you, what you do, what you think you like, what you think you don't like, what you think you like, remember, is changing, forever changing. And what is it that we are actually taking from the universe in order to represent the reality that we have? Those are all patterns and concepts that are consciousness. They are alive around us. And what we do is we are attracting them into our system, into our soul system, and we make them live through our true essence, our true spark, the spark of our soul. That spark that comes directly from the source is the main food that nurture these patterns that are alive and in the universe that we attract according to our karma, according to our magnetic power at that particular moment, which is basically related to our karma, directly related to our karma. We attract them and we nurture them. These are exactly living. They are conscious patterns that are alive. And at some point in our lives, when we need to change, when we need to move on, because it is our nature, our natural way of living, to come back gradually to the origin of the soul. Therefore, what will happen is we will, the source of the soul, which is the source that created us, therefore, this is the progress that we are actually doing, but at the same time, these thought patterns, the patterns of our soul, the patterns of our mind, the soul intended as a gathering of all these patterns, the memory track of all these patterns. We're moving towards spirit, but the patterns of our soul is still there, present. And when these conscious energies are alive and they feel themselves abandoned, they will try to live again. And these are the ghosts that are there with you, alive. Now, let me explain this a little bit more, because it's quite an interesting topic and it's absolutely real. All the great masters of Kriya Yoga, they know this perfectly well. In other words, what will happen, for example, I've seen it many times, somebody passes from one stage to another stage of his life. And I can explain this to me, in my own life. I mean, I know that I have made a progress, because there are different kinds of stages. And this is the base of the caste system, for example, in India. At the beginning, you are just a servant. Then you move on to be a businessman or a merchant. Then you move on to be a creative person. Then you move on to be a Brahmin. A Brahmin is a person who dedicates himself to the unfoldment of the spirit, to reflect Brahma. Brahma is God in his life. Therefore, I recognize that these are four natural steps of evolution, and people pass from these steps, through these steps, to get to the Brahmin state and then to become free of all the states. And these states obviously are not hereditary. It's a matter of evolving in through your soul into the spirit. And I remember at the beginning of this life, I've been very much attracted towards creative things, towards music, towards acting, towards theater, even though I had this call towards the spirit of all times. At some point, it became obvious, especially when the Saturn return came into my life and hit me very strongly, it became obvious that a shift was needed, that I needed to move on to the next step. And the next step would be to be more of a Brahmin kind of nature, and that it's a natural thing that we're all going through. What will happen at that point is that the stage prior to this one doesn't have to be denied, doesn't have to be abandoned totally, but I definitely changed my life. If before I was looking for jobs in the theater or for jobs in music or creating only musical things that would be, you know, the purpose of them would be selling them or whatever, now I decided to dedicate my life, and this happened a few years ago, totally to the search of God. What will happen now? What happens is that those patterns are still in the memory track of your soul, and those same thought patterns, I've nurtured them for a long time. They are alive, and they need to migrate from the universe into a concrete form. Therefore, they try to experience the world of forms through human beings. And let me clarify this then. These thought patterns, therefore, don't belong to you. You just nurture them through the essence of your being. Therefore, what happens is that at some point, even though I'm very satisfied, at some point there will be things coming up from the inside of you saying, well, maybe I should have done that, maybe I should have not done that, or maybe if I, you know, I did that for a long time in the past, and now what about my future? Okay? And this is the trap that you're going to face, because the ghosts of the past are trying to live again through you. And let me tell you again, they are alive, so that they can experience life, they can experience a future. But that's the point. They don't belong to you anymore, because now you have stepped towards a next stage. And that is really important to understand, because you would be slowing down your progress enormously. And on the other hand, if we get awareness on these mechanisms, what we can do is to live fully free of anger, hatred, jealousy, and as well as desires, worries, and anxieties, because we become totally centered in the present. That is the moment where we are actually living full of pure energy, pure awareness, pure power. And that is the moment where you become aware of your soul purpose. And from that moment on, you understand where it is that you were in real, where it is that you are, where it is you are going. And you know that you can do certain things in your life because of what you have now in the present. And it is very hard to understand what you have in the present if your mind is distracted by the ghosts of the past who want to live again through you, who want to have nourishment through you, they need some sort of experience through you so that they can have a future. This will put you definitely out of tune with your soul growth, and this is something that you don't want to do. So what does it mean actually, soul growth? We always have said the soul is the memory track, your gathering together of thought patterns, of the energy system, of your energy system, of the memory track of your soul, while your spirit is what is behind all this, at the source of all of this. For your soul growth means the cleaning process through which the spirit actually reflects, through which the spirit is able to reflect in your life fully. Now, we have to understand one of the things that is really helpful in order to understand if you're living a ghost, if you're living a ghost of the past, is simple this. Remember, you have three kinds of desire, three main kinds of desire. And sometimes we have great desire to come back to where we were. Now, what you have to understand is that anything can be possible. Anything can be possible. Life can call you back to where you were if it's in tune with your soul growth. So you have to understand that for everyone is totally different. We're not always on the same kind of path, and there's not a definite blueprint of the path. The path is the process that will allow you to reflect pure spirit in your life, and this is it. It doesn't mean that you have to go towards a definite kind, those definite steps that your neighbor just went through, okay? Obviously, at some point, in general, we go through certain steps, but the way they will take form, the way they will experience them in our lives will be different and individual. So you have to understand there are three kinds of desire so that you can see if this desire is in relation to a ghost of the past that is trying to live again through you, thought through your soul, to the desire that is deeply seated within yourself to grow in your soul. So the three kinds of desire are the insignificant desires, the destructive desires, and the constructive desires. The insignificant desires, small desires, like, for example, I want an ice cream now, or maybe I would like to go to watch a movie, or I desire coffee, these small little things that don't have a great impact over your life. But these insignificant desires, if they acquire power as a concept, as a way of living, they create a lot of confusion in your life, because after all, you will be start going here and there. You become a slave of your whims without getting anything done. Okay, I explained this concept very clearly in my book Soulmate Connection. Then there are the destructive desires. These destructive desires are those desires that are not conducive to your soul growth. In other words, are those kinds of activities, the desire, the compulsion to do certain things that will blind you from the vision of your soul. Then you have the constructive desires. The constructive desires are instead those desires that will push you forward, will push you towards the perfect union of your outer life and the inner, deeper life within yourself. These are the constructive desires. Those desires that bring you into a greater union of your soul and spirit and of life. Now, let me tell you one thing which is really important right away. In order to understand this concept, it's really important to know that you don't have to deny your soul. In other words, once you will be totally free of all the conditions that are limiting you, what will happen is that you will embrace yourself both in the negative and the positive opposite, because you will see that they will find somehow perfect union in the now. In the now. What will happen is you will see that whatever is positive or negative is, after all, not a black and white thing. I mean, if you focus on something deeply enough, you will see that there are many factors that are creating a reality. There's not just one factor. The deeper you look into that reality, the more factors you see. And the more factors you see, the more you understand that there are other factors connected to it. There are more patterns and patterns that you can explore. And when you start breaking all these small realities that you're observing into such small pieces, what will happen is that you will start breaking the plate of your reality. And you will see that at the base of these realities, the base of what you thought was positive or negative, there's not a concrete center. And therefore, when the center is broken, you cannot identify any identity anywhere. And once you don't find any identity anywhere, you will realize yourself as the pure essence through which all centers, through which all identities generate. This is important to understand, that as our soul grows, we are trying to get to that place naturally, either fast or slow. And there are ghosts of the past that are trying to live in through you. Now, let's shift the discussion towards the projection of the future. Now, our subconscious is calling us in the best direction he knows. Okay, to get to spirit again, but you can only do so according to its default system. In other words, your subconscious knows that your intimate purpose of life is to get in tune with spirit, but is calling you back to that source only through the way it knows best. And the way it knows best, it is its default system, how it works by default. And what happens, obviously, the default system is a series of patterns created by you, created by the circumstances, and you and reacting in them. Therefore, after some time, become part of your system, and you live by default. And we are missing our best chances now in the present. We have these default systems within ourselves. This is true. But by becoming consciously aware of them, then we take back power, our power back. We live not our best chances today because we live the calls of conscious default system, and this default system attracts again those ghosts of the past that try to project toward the future. So what we do, again, I repeat it, it's really important to repeat certain concepts. This is something like that I've inherited from the Indian tradition. They repeat it to the point that you really get it. But we project the past into the future. But where is the trap? Because doing this, we escape the present moment. By being active, we become active in order to satisfy the ghost of the past for its own future. Who is living your life? So this ghost of the past, some people I believe, I'm not sure they're exactly the same thing, but it includes them. It includes them. The shadows. Shadows, shadow people within yourself, not real people. The shadow of your mother, the shadow of your father, the shadow of your brother, the shadow of your friends, the shadow of the people at work, the shadow of your boss, even the shadow of yourself. They all live within you, but they are included as you're included in the ghosts of the past that are living through you. So all these ghosts, all these shadows are actually projecting themselves into the future through you. And if we decide that we don't like the past, if we decide, no, I want to cut with the past, then we feel that we don't have the background necessary to live our life before we start projecting ourselves, future negative, into our future, negative thought patterns, negative mental proclivities. This is why we start getting desires, fears, anxieties, depressions, and worries. And then I'm going to explain these things a little bit more. In other words, if we say, no, I'm not going to live by the ghosts of the past, what will happen is that we will feel that we will not have any background anymore. We'll feel that we will not have any grounding anymore. And because of the reactive patterns within our souls, that is not yet fully developed to an enlightened state, we will start projecting fears. This is very important because becoming aware of this process will allow you to live a life in peace. Now, I have developed this thing much more, but I was first inspired by my friend Nina Hataidarm. She is one of my friends at the... she lives in San Francisco. She's a great soul. And if she's listening, I want to say hi to her. And she made me notice once, we were talking in San Francisco, and she said, look, you know, if we just are able to identify what it is in this moment that we are projecting from the past and what it is that we are projecting to the future, we understand how we can just live in the present. So we made this little box, this little table, one with three columns, and on the top of each box we can write. You can do that too now, so you can understand what it is like. On the left side we have past on the top of the left box. Then we have in the middle we have present, and then we have future. Now, in the present, I just put a beautiful picture now of somebody totally bathed in the light. And in the past, so what you live in today is either a projection from the past or a projection to the future, unless you are to the degree that you're not awakened, obviously. And what it is that is the projection of the past? Whenever you feel angry, whenever you feel hatred, whatever thoughts of, I should have done that, or I should do that, or I could have done that, or whenever you feel jealous about something, shame, guilt, blame, this feeling are a sign that you're living a ghost of the past. The past is projecting into the present, because anger if you analyze where it comes from, it comes usually from the fact that your expectations are not fulfilled. Okay? People don't fulfill your expectations. What will happen? You get angry. Or you also get to hate them to the point, hatred. Or also when you have this point, this thought in your mind, like, I should have done that. I should have become an actor before becoming a priest or whatever. These are ghosts of the past, usually, unless there's a real call that is getting into your soul. In other words, into your soul growth. In other words, once you step into a new door, you have stepped into the door. You have to move on. That's, you have to bring your experience with you, because that enriches your consciousness. But at the same time, you have to understand, you have to look forward. You never can go back to the point where you were. It will never be the same anyway, because you can't be different. So all this should have, could have, are just ghosts of the past that are living through you. Jealousy. Jealousy, again, comes from the past that somebody else has what you have desired before, that you could not get before. Right? You start becoming jealous. Shame. Something happened in the past and you feel shame about it. Or guilt. You're still living the ghosts of the past somehow. Okay? Through guilt also, you feel guilty, and through guilt they try to convince you that you should do something about that thing that happened in the past before it will bring you back to that state of consciousness where that ghost can live through you. This is very important because, yes, you want to understand the lessons of your soul, the lessons you have to learn, but at the same time, you have to understand them in the now and let them go. You have to understand that now they don't have anything that is actually influencing you most of the times. If there is something now, the present, that is something you have to deal here now in the present. But when there is nothing, really, then it's a ghost of the past. Blame. Blame is another ghost of the past. You blame yourself for something you did, for something you should have done, and you didn't, or maybe you're not being good enough, you have not studied enough for the exam, whatever it is, you haven't prepared enough for that report, whatever it is, you're living a projection from the past. And it's a ghost that tries to live back, tries to get nourishment through you. Therefore, once you understand that all these feelings, all these thought patterns are, in truth, a projection from the past into your present moment, you have discovered the trap. Awareness is the key. Awareness is the key. Cut it out. And then now let's move on into the future. Every time you feel desire to do something towards the future, you're projecting yourself into the future. The point that you lose sight of who you are now. Just let me drink very quickly. Every time you have fear, you feel fear. Fear is the what comes from the fact that you don't know what is going to happen most of the time. You're projecting again yourself into the unknown. You're worrying about the unknown. Worry. You don't know how you will cope tomorrow. You're projecting yourself into the future. Depression is the fact that now you cannot do anything to have a different future. And again, you're projecting yourself into the future somehow. It comes from the fact that you're not grounded in the present enough so that you cannot understand what will happen in the future. Anxiety is the same thing. In other words, your consciousness, your system will either recall back from the past or will project to the future with all these feelings, and you're missing the present moment at that point. But by identifying all these things, you know this is just a trick of the mind. And you can be saved, totally saved, from this trap. Now, let's say you would cut the past, you would cut the future. What will happen? is that you would find yourself totally in the present. And at the beginning, you will have a sense of being static. You will have, for a short time, listen to this, because people hate this feeling, therefore, and this is the great trap, they start projecting again from the past or to the future. When they cut the past, when they cut the future, through understanding that these feelings are arising within you, feelings that are actually relate yourself to the past or they relate yourself to the future. If you cut them out through the awareness, what will happen, you will stay in the present, but you will feel static for some time. And I can understand that sense. First of all, it's an illusion, but I can understand that can create some discomfort for some people. But if you, instead of thinking about how uncomfortable it is, you just start sit down, or just stop, just to listen, feel, see, as we did in the last, in our last radio show, you will start understanding the preciousness of the present moment, and your true power, your true soul, your true light will come up again, fully alive in itself, finally free. Once you're free, that's where you are going to root yourself into your only true and real background or grounding. Your only true real background, first of all, is not something coming from the past, but it is centered in the self, in yourself, because it is not temporary, for that is the real background you have. Otherwise, everything else you live in your life, it is temporary, it is changing. It's not always present. How can it be your background? How can you ground yourself into those things, into those events, into whatever you did before? Your background, your real background is yourself, your higher self, because it doesn't change, it's eternal. It is who you really are then, obviously, and it's always present at any moment. Whether you're sad, you're happy, if you stop the ghost of the past trying to live through you, and if you stop yourself or let them project through you into the future, you become centered in the self. You will understand that something is always present. You are always present. And understanding that reality is a construct of consciousness will help you. The reality you're living is a construct of your consciousness. Where you go with your consciousness, your life will reflect. And this requires spiritual maturity. So this is the only background that you need. You need to understand, first of all, that by living in the present, you can feel good, you can be happy. Happiness is that process that will reconnect you to your true soul growth, to true spirit. And then you understand that your reality is a construct of your consciousness. Your consciousness needs different patterns, different kinds of energies put together in order to build your reality. So, what is your manifested life? Either positive or negative, any kind of manifestation has multi-levels of patterns behind itself. If you see something in your reality now, if you look at something, at anything, at any event, or any condition, any area of life you're living right now, you will understand it has multi-levels of patterns behind it. And these patterns, if you track them back, you will see that they're all tracking back to a source, which is only accessible through the perception of the self, which is only accessible in the now, timeless now. And the more you do that, the more you cut the past, the more you cut the future, the more you stay present. By cutting the past and cutting the future, I mean, obviously, as I said before, cutting the feelings that are projecting you that are projecting from the past into the present, or they are projecting you from the present into the future. In other words, those kind of feelings or emotions, emotional energy, let's talk. I think this is more an appropriate kind of word to speak. So, if you cut off those emotions by understanding that there are the trick of the mind that is actually the past, in the past or in the future, then you start tapping into the timeless now. Now, at the beginning, seems uncomfortable because you're still in the timeline of your life. You're still in the dual time of your life. The other goes towards the good or the bad in duality. Yes, you've cut consciously all those emotional states that, I'm not saying they're good or bad, I'm just saying that they're not making you live the present moment, okay? You just cut them, but you're still living in the timeline of duality. Therefore, you will feel like you're static for a moment. But then you will start sinking deep into your soul, and then go deeper into your spirit. And through that perception of the self, you will start observing all the multi-levels of patterns behind any reality you're living, all the multi-layers. And that is when you realize that all reality is a gathering of these levels, of these layers, creating a unity. What seems to be a unity. And that is the reality that is manifested. And the real timeless now is that moment of stillness and transcendence that will allow you to see this. And that is the real grounding that you need. That is the background you have. This timeless transcendence, let's say, can be experienced more and more. The more you practice awareness on what it is that you're projecting from the past and what it is that you're projecting to the future, the more you stay in the present, the more you understand. Now, I would like you to guide you through a simple exercise. This exercise has four phases so that we can put into practice what we've been saying. And obviously, you can listen to this radio show again by downloading it from the archives of this radio. And I will call it How to Live in the Now. And if I have more space to write, I would say Removing the Ghost of the Past and Projection of the Future. So this will be the title of this show. So we'll listen to this concept again and then go through the exercise. I'm going to guide you through the exercise now. So sit with your fine straight and with your muscles relaxed. And first of all, be sure that your spine is straight by tilting your hips gently back so that your spine finds that natural curve again. Shoulders down, shoulder blades almost together so that you can have a sense of your heart opening up towards the sky. Bring your palms, bring the hands at the junction between the legs and trunk with palms facing upward. Both of the soles of the feet totally grounded on the floor. If you want to sit cross-legged, that's okay, but just be sure that it's a comfortable position that will allow you to stay with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. Bring the neck in line with the spine as much as you can without tilting the head back or tilting the head in any way. Try to have your chin parallel to the floor. Now close your eyes, gently look up with your eyes closed, as if you were looking away far at a distance on the top of a mountain, and center your awareness, your attention, at the point between the eyebrows on the forehead. That is the seat of your spiritual eye. Now, I've explained many times how you could practice meditation technique if you had your own technique to practice meditation for some time. Obviously, I will guide you through the exercise, but you will have to use a meditation technique at this point. I have explained many times the Hong Sao technique, and I will repeat it here very quickly for your own sake, is to focus at the point between the eyebrows, which is fine, straight, your muscles relax as you observe your breath coming in and out in its own accord without you trying to control it, and while thinking mentally, Hong as the breath goes in and Sao as the breath goes out. And if you do so, the more you do so, the more you will see the breath will naturally gradually become slower and slower and slower and shorter and shorter and shorter. And the pauses between the breaths will become larger and larger and larger. And those are the moments where you're actually learning and instructing your consciousness to tap into true freedom, because the breath is a symbol of the dual patterns within ourselves. Others pushes us towards what is positive or negative, towards the day or towards the night. When the breath naturally stops, we get into the present. Whatever thought comes into your mind, the point does not matter. Just fill your mind with the proper thought, which is Hong Sao. That is the proper thought that you have to think. Don't fight the thought that will come. Just relax into the Hong Sao practice. Now, the first phase of this simple exercise in four phases is, first of all, meditate deeply, and then ask what would be the next beautiful and positive step for your life. This is really important because you want to change your reality in accord to what is best for you. So you should ask the universe, the higher self, what would be the next beautiful and positive step for your life.
We have a caller online
for
with
any
you.
Situation, in any area of life that you want to improve, so choose an area and ask. And write it down. God, universal power, what would be the next beautiful and positive step for your life? Oh, another question that you can ask, and this is one of the questions I developed for at the beginning stages of this radio show. God.
Now, we do have a caller for you. We have a caller on the line waiting for you.
Hello? Hello? Let's say your father is on relationship. You say, God, if you would want me totally happy in my relationship, how would you like me to be? And this is the next beautiful advice for your life. So write it down. This is the first phase. Usually, the answer is instantaneous. But it comes with your mind.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Vincent?
Yes.
Vincent, I want to just say that I've been listening to your radio show almost every week. And it is really...
Sorry, I cannot hear you very well.
Can you hear me now? I've been listening to your radio show very often, and it really is life-moving for me.
Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Thank you for the call.
Jealousy, Vincent.
Can you please repeat that again? Because probably the line has some rough connection. I cannot hear you well.
Jealousy. And I want to know how to overcome that. Yes.
Yes. Well, the topic of the radio show today was about understanding. The jealousy comes thanks to the fact that it is a ghost of your past trying to live again. Because when people have, either they don't fulfill your expectation of life, an expectation that you had before, or people have something that you don't have, what will happen is that you will try to live that thing into this present, and you will see that because in the present you don't have it, then all sorts, the jealous kind of patterns will arise. So jealousy comes from the fact that you feel that in the present you should have had something that you're still not having, in other words. But the whole thing of this radio show today is that you need to understand that you don't have to fight with whatever it is that is coming from the past. You have to stay grounded in the present and understand that those are ghosts of the past. In other words, my suggestion is not to fight jealousy or not try to fix jealousy somehow, but to stay totally present and feel totally achieve in the present moment by understanding that whatever it is that makes you jealous is just a ghost of the past trying to link through you and trying to project itself into a future, probably creating worries because you don't know how to sort out the problem. So this is a trip of the mind that we're all going through. And the fact that we understand that it's the past living again through us for some reason will make us not feel at ease in the present moment. And we need courage in order to do so, because we need to get to the point to understand that whatever it is that we lived in the past, that we didn't live in the past, that we're not having, it simply means, first of all, you have to know that whatever you need in your soul, you have it, first of all. Second, it simply means that the past, there are ghosts of the past living. Hello, are you there?
What should I do? What should I do when I'm feeling jealous? You know, when the actual act or the feeling comes about? Should I just ignore it?
Okay, the first thing you should do is your awareness of what it is that you're trying to live now from the past that you're not having. For example, if you're feeling jealous for your loved life, okay, the first thing... this is an example. The first thing you should do is to understand what it is within yourself. Forget about the other person for a moment. The other person is a shadow that is living within yourself in this moment, because the same person is in another context, in another circumstance, different. Before, the way that you experience it is your own shadow. Now, you have to understand, forget the other person. So, what is it within yourself that you're trying to live now that you're still not having? And why do you think that the other person would actually give something that you should have within yourself before? In other words, most of the times we think that the other person is going to make us complete, but we're not complete enough, and we're not complete without that person. And this is an illusion of the soul. The first thing that we should do is start stopping, understanding this is coming from the past, and I want to figure into the future. I don't want to understand what I'm projecting towards the future. I want to stay present here in the now. And that requires courage. So the first thing to do is to understand that there's a ghost of the past living through you. And even if you don't have a solution yet, you will find the solution by staying in the present. And that solution can be totally different for each one of you. But it all starts with the awareness that jealousy is something from the past that is trying to live through you again. And it does not relate to the other person, which is just a shadow that reflects to you in the present. So the best thing is, once you understand this is the past, this is... you understand yourself as an individual living now, and then you have shadows within yourself, in other words. These shadows are ghosts from the past trying to live. You say, no, I don't want to make these ghosts, alive ghosts, live through me. Before, what you have is only you in the present moment. Then you sit, and you start to dive deep into this present moment. And every time the jealousy comes up, another process could be this one as well. The process could be to say, I release my wanting to control the situation.
Thank you very much.
I release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vincenzo, I just want to say also that you have a great job. And your shows are really life-moving.
Thank you so much.
And I want
thank
you to keep up the great work.
Send me an email, give me some feedback. I would be glad to hear from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, guys, thank you for calling. And I'm going to guide you through the exercise again. And let's move on then. Okay, so this simple exercise is first meditate deeply. So the key of all this show is basically to understand through awareness what it is that doesn't make you live free, okay? And through that point, you are the person who finds your own solution. In other words, through the awareness of the present moment, no matter what is the ghost of the past that is daunting on you. What I want to say is that for some people, for example, it is necessary to go back to their past to improve that. I'm not anyone who can tell you not to do it or to do it or not. What it is important is to understand what it is that is limiting you can be put to an end by simply having the awareness there's a ghost from the past living. The other people around you do not have anything to do with it. It's just the shadows that you're living within yourself, the patterns that you've been nourishing within yourself. And now if you live in the present by understanding, by cutting away from your reality, all these feelings, every time there's a feeling that comes out, you say, no, this is from the past. I'm not want to change it. I don't want to control it. I don't want to modify it. I don't need it. I want to stay in the present. And even the people that you have in front, see them as part of your individual self. Don't see them as part, as a separate entity that has an influence on you. This is really important because this is what they are. You experience them as your own shadows, even though they're present there. It is a very deep concept. But by understanding that they are part of your individual self, whatever it is that's coming up, it's either goes from the past or a projection towards the future. And at that point, you stay in the present. And by staying in the present, then is the moment where you can change. And this is the technique that I want to talk to you about. First, meditate deeply on what and ask what would be the next beautiful and positive step for your life. And then, probably you've already done that. Let's come back to a meditative position. Spine straight, muscles relaxed. And now, analyze, bring to your mind any area or a particular event in your life. Any area, anything. And note the multi-level patterns that compose it. Note there is a physical reality as you can perceive it, okay? See the physical part of it, see the mental part of it, of that reality. Either is the relationship with your spouse, is a situation at work. See it in its physical component, see it as a mental component. And it's ideals, in energetic components, vibratory, or according to a particular law, function. See all these multi-levels composing that reality. In other words, try to separate the unity of that reality into different smaller parts. And see that those parts are actually pillars that are sustaining that reality. Then realize that reality is composed of many factors coming together, the gathering force towards one point. And this point is an illusory unit. In other words, all the physical and mental patterns that compose your reality, your ideals, your vibrations, according to particular laws, things that are working according to all those are giving you the illusion of a finite reality, of a finite experience that you're having in your life. Understand that all these concepts, all these factors are gathering towards one point, giving you the illusion of your existence. Okay, and this is also the same concept out of which you gained the body and came into existence. You are a gathering of forces. You are a gathering of physics, of matter, mind, ideas, energy, vibration, and laws functioning within you. So by understanding the second part, the second phase of this exercise is to make this little analysis. And it is important because you will make you aware on how you can build another reality. Then analyze the life as you would want it. Okay? Now bring in your mind the life, the new life as you would like it to have. And again, go deeper into that and note the multi-level patterns that compose it as you can see it and perceive it. So again, see the events that you want, see the experience that you would like to live, see it in its physical component, in its mental component, in its ideals, in its ideas, in its energy, in its vibrations, according to a particular, how they work according to particular laws, which are the laws that are working there. Everything is easy, for example. The law, what is the pattern? The pattern is everything is easier. How does it work? And this is the end of the third phase. So think about that for a moment. Envision your new reality. Think about that for a moment. Now go deep into meditation again. We start to go into the fourth phase and decide that one cycle of life is terminating, it's finishing, and it can be fully replaced by this new cycle. And to do that, just breathe out totally in that moment of awareness of nothingness at the end of the breath, breathing the new cycle of your new reality, only in the way that is for your spiritual good. And if you think, if you, what you think that you want will create more damage than good to the eyes of God, then say it. Say that it will be changed for your highest good. Give permission to the universe to change your vision for your highest good. This is really important. And this is the end of the fourth phase, and the end of the exercise. Now gently come back to your normal state of awareness, bringing with you the certainty of the efficacy of this method. Come back, breathing in, and come back. What this exercise does, it will bring you back into the present to change the cycle that you live in, to change the patterns of the soul that are attracting this ghost from the past. I want to share with you a little story before we close. We're about to close. Once I was walking, I was in a car, and I remember that I saw other people inside another car. I was just here driving, and I saw them, and they were so much confined into their own reality. Because the car, it was a perfect symbol. Symbols are everywhere around our lives. And I remember they were living their own reality, either good or bad. They were living their own reality. They were talking a certain way. They were behaving in a certain way as a group. There was a sort of a group consciousness there. And I'm sure one of them didn't seem happy. And I'm sure that person did not think that she could step out of the car and have a totally different reality from that moment on. Because the past was so, was living powerfully through her in that moment, she could not step out. Now what I mean is, you can't step out of your past. Understand, not by denying it, but understanding that you are only in the present no matter what happens. And it does not matter if you don't really fully grasp, but this is what you need to do. Step out of that car. Because we live our daily reality as if we would live in prison. But if we step outside by being in the present, if we look with the eyes of this moment in time, or in no time, because then you start getting into a transcendent state, you see that whatever it is that you're experiencing is no grab over you. You are in charge then of that part of your life. And it seems true, because you're giving charge to a ghost that is trying to live through you. If you think that your life depends on the satisfaction of that ghost, you're in trouble. But if you step out of the car, and then you go deep, and you realize that you are manifesting cycles, and you can stop the cycle and start a new one. That's the point of power that you want to step into. Then you see that whatever was your confinement was a construct. You built it. And now you have the power to move on. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandee. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. And I'll be here next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, and it will be 12 Bank of Time on Sunday, And thank you for all the people who are waking up early in Italy and UK to listen to this show. Thank you for everyone who's listening. I'll be happy to receive your feedback. And see you next time.